In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, in the books of the Old Testament, we read how Moses was leading the Israelites from Egypt into the Promised Land. And this is a good icon for the future liberation of the human race from the sin in Jesus Christ. And then we read in the books of the Old Testament how the Israelites have passed the Mount Sinai, and Moses went up to the mount and has spent 40 days in presence of God in a cloud. And then God has given the Ten Commandments. He has burned in with his fire finger into the stone plates, the Ten Commandments. And there were two of those plates. It means it should be burned into our hearts and our souls, because this is the basic moral system addressed, given us by God, written into our conscience. And what is interesting, on the first of the plates were the first three commandments. They do refer to the relationship of us human beings to God. And here we see a certain hierarchy of values. The first one is the most important one, the basic one, the fundamental one. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods on my side. So I am the only one, the true God. And then the second commandment, you should do not use dishonoring the name of the Lord. And the third one, you should respect the Shabbat, the Sunday, as the holiday, honoring God. These two other commandments, they are in some regards a certain consequence of the first one. When you give God the honor and the adoration, then you do not dishonor God by your words, and also you do not dishonor God on the day of the Lord. And then, when we pay attention on the second plate, we can also access analogically that the first one is eventually, in some regards, more important, a sort of a basic one. And here we read, you should be obedient, you should honor your father and mother, so you will have a good life and can live long on earth. That you live then long on earth, it's a sort of description that then the human society will function and work. But the main words are, do honor father and mother. And this is interesting. Why is written as fourth one, not the fifth commandments we know? Do not kill another life. Seems to be more important, because this is a worse sin than dishonoring father and mother. But it's a good question. Possibly not really. Because the fourth commandments, the obedience towards father and mother, describes the basic situation in every family and in every society. Father and mother, family, marriage, is the basic cell of every society, of every people and nation. Father and mother, they fulfill with regard to children the role and they express the authority of our Heavenly Father, God. here in the family, the children, they learn the basic values and they are instructed by the parents, not only how to bike the bicycle, how to swim, and how to use the mechanical instruments in your hands, how to cook and how to do this or that, but they do only also learn the basics in human relationship. And so honoring father and mother, we are honoring God. And so the young generation is growing and is instructed then better for the future battle in their own lives. And so is built every society, every nation. The family is that cell where all participants are sharing the same basic values. And from that, this is the big family and the people. And here is important also the ethnical point, but it's not the most important one, because in the Catholic Church, it does finally doesn't play the most important role, which ethnical who you are ethnically, but which values you do share. And we are all united in the Catholic Church, independent of the color of skin, because we share the basics of the Christianity of the Catholic Church. And we want to honor God, and we try to observe God's commandments. And so we see the family, it is eventually not occidental, that it has the fourth position in God's commands. Because from the fourth one, when you fulfill the fourth commandment, when the family is more or less functioning, then it will influence positively as your own life, a child of a family, of your parents, as the entire society, then the prosperity is to be expected, really. And on the opposite, when children do not learn the basic values in the family, it is very difficult to teach them later. If the children do not learn, do not see on the example of father and mother how they are honoring each other, respecting each other, how they are loving each other, how they do sacrifices for them mutually and for the common children, then the children will not need to read many books in future. They have a good example, and they do usually follow it if they don't come into a wrong influence in the future. And so this is the best school. And I hope you see what I want to say is, it does not really seems to be accidental that the fourth commandment is do honor father and mother, because here are the fundamentals. These are fundamentals of human interpersonal relationship in smaller and bigger scale than in our entire life. And we see it the opposite in the so-called liberal Western and liberal Eastern societies. They proclaim the cult of the person. You are a person and you are important. Of course, it's true. And it was the Christianity has shown us the importance of personal decisions, because we will have to give responses in God, in front of God or in the eyes of God personally. But on the other hand, we are going to lose the understanding for the responsibility, the together responsibility, the common responsibility. And we must not only ask the question, what will profit me, but also what will help and profit us as a bigger community, as family, as church, as nation, as country, and so on. And for instance, today in the liberal society, they say the highest value is that people got married can leave this marriage. And then they can find a new partner, and the marriage is not so important finally. And then we are confronted with the problem. And I know a friend, a parishioner, and this woman is a director of an orphanage in one of the European countries. And what she says, how is the behavior of children in the orphanage, whose parents are either alcoholics or they use drugs and so on, or they died. And this is sometimes very disappointing when you hear these reports. And but this comes from the fact that here in our societies we say in dissolubility of marriage is wrong. And they do criticize the Catholic Church because the Church says, no, once validly married, only the death can separate you. And then when the people say, okay, in the case I don't more like my wife or my husband, I have always the chance and the possibility to exchange my partner. I find then a younger version. I'm great, but I find then a younger person and I live then together. Sexually, we can do whatever we want and whomever I want. And then this is finally disturbing and destructing every healthy, sane relationship. Because I can never, as bridegroom, as a bride, I can never know that my bride and bridegroom has really sincere interests. And then you have always an alternative. And this is not supporting the union between husband and wife and in the family. And then the children are mostly suffering under the divorce of the parents. So we see from one side or from other side, whichever side from you access, you see marriage is, and the family is the basic cell of every society. And if the family and the marriage is not in a healthy condition in a society, then the society has really serious problems. And today we do celebrate the wonderful feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And they show us how to venerate and to respect each other. It is unbelievable, incroyable in French we say sometimes. Jesus has been obedient to Mary and Joseph. The Son, begotten Son of the Eternal Father, has become child and was obedient to human parents. That one who is holding the entire inner universe in his own hands, whom too the entire creation has happened, he has become obedient to human parents. And this is a good example for us. And he was venerating his parents, and he was obedient to his parents, giving us a good example And so we do also want to ask, what can I and what must I improve in my own life, in my own situation? We have all parents living or already in eternity. Let us first of all pray for them, expressing also our deep and sincere gratitude for all the sufferings, for all the sacrifices, for all the unsleeping nights in our young childhood, and so on, for all the worries they have tolerated for us, for all the prayers they have offered for us. And we express our gratitude, but we do also learn then from them, from the good examples, how we should improve our own behavior in our own life when we are responsible either for our real children or for our spiritual children, and so on. And may Jesus Christ give us all the graces on intercession of Mary and Joseph, how we can support, first of all, our own family, how we can live there, introduce and develop and improve the true spirit of sincere sacrifices, obedience, respect, honoring, gratitude. And then our families will give us all our supports, and then in eternity we will have to give responsibility for own deeds. But also with regard to the question, what have you done for your community you was put in your life here on earth? And maybe then with all our ancestors together adore the Almighty God, triune God, and then we will hopefully meet together and as a big family of all redeemed souls express our gratitude and our adoration to the Almighty God who has created us and who has given us the eternal joy. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.